I'd like to turn to the book of Philippians, chapter 4, Paul's letter to the church at Philippi. Church was organized during his second missionary journey. We read of that in Acts chapter 16, verses 12 through 40. It's the most personal letter that of Paul's epistles. Perhaps he had a closer relationship with the church of Philippi than the others, but this church, when they heard that Paul was in prison, they sent Epaphroditus with a gift for Paul, and he refers to that in chapter 4, verse 18. And while with Paul, Epaphroditus, of course, became deathly sick. After he recovered, Paul would send him back to Philippi, and I believe he sent him back with this letter. As you read the letter, it's a joyful thank you letter for their loyalty, for their faithful support toward him. He states there in chapter four, here in chapter 4, that they were the only church that continued to support him. It's a letter of information about his circumstances. It's a letter of affection. Again, very spontaneously, he expresses his personal regard for them throughout the letter. It's a letter of warning because of his love and concern for them. He warns against false teachers. It's a letter of exhortation and instruction concerning spiritual life. Overall, it's just a very encouraging letter. We'd like tonight to read a very familiar verse, verse 13. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. I don't think there is one of us here that are saved, that do not need to enter into and have a fuller experience and realization of what Paul says here in verse 13. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. That's a very bold statement. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. At the time, he's imprisoned in the imperial city of Rome. He's chained to Roman guards night and day, awaiting trial before Caesar. The outcome is very unclear. He states in chapter 1, verse 20, he spoke of life or death. He didn't know if he was going to live or die. His very life is at stake. Humanly speaking, everything about his circumstances spelled defeat. But you wouldn't know that reading this letter to the Philippians. For I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. He's very confident as he writes those words. He's very positive. He's very upbeat. You cannot read those words without sensing that there is a triumphant note in his voice as he writes these words. And as you read these words, if you did not know his circumstances, you might assume that Paul was sitting on a throne someplace. Of course, that's not the case. He's in prison. They are the words of vibrant faith. These are words of a man who had faith in the Lord. Each of us that are saved, this needs to be our personal testimony. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. We need to be able to say it at all times. We need almost an IV hookup to Philippians 4, verse 13. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. That needs to be infused into our soul. We need to tell ourselves every day, several times a day, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. And that's our subject. Tell yourself every day. Tell yourself every day, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. That is a life verse. That is a life text. And though they are the words of Paul, they are applicable to every child of God. Every child of God can say those words. And it's true of every child of God. Again, it's a very familiar verse amongst God's people. We've all read it many times. We've all heard it many times. We've all heard it preached many times. We've quoted it many times. But it's not enough to read it. It's not enough to hear it. It's not enough to hear it preached. It's not enough to quote it. We must realize the truth of it. We must experience the truth of it in our lives. We need to be able to put ourselves in that verse. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. These words need to take root in our lives. So what we read here serves as a challenge. Do we have the faith to believe I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me? They're also a great encouragement. Those words are very, very encouraging for the child of God. I want to first of all notice there's an extensive ability. I can do all things. That's very extensive. It's a very extensive statement. It's really an astounding and remarkable claim. I can do all things. Those words do need some qualification. I can do all things. It certainly does not refer to every whim or desire. You may have a whim or you may have a desire to fly. I wouldn't suggest you get on the top of a building and jump off and use this verse, I can do all things. It doesn't refer to every whim or every desire that we might have. But the reference is it to the spiritual realm. Concerns everything that God has commanded. Everything that God calls us to do. I can do all things. I can do everything that God has commanded me to do through Christ, which strengtheneth me. It would have reference to the realm of the will of God. I can do all things in the will of God through Christ. It would refer to everything that would honor God. If it honors God, I can do it. If it exalts God, if it pleases God, I can do all things. Now, that's not so when we are promoting ourselves. That's not so when we're pursuing our own agenda. But in the realm of the spiritual, in the realm of God's will, in the realm of God's commandments, I can do all things. Now, the all things is really defined in verses 11 and verse 12. You notice in those verses, those two verses, verse 11 and verse 12, you have the word want. There is also the word whatsoever state. There is the word abased. There is the word abound. There is the word everywhere. There are the words in all things. There's the word full. There's the word hungry. There's the word abound. There's the words suffer need. But each one of those words speak of circumstances. And the all things cover these circumstances. Paul is saying, whether I be experiencing surplus or shortage, feast or famine, paradise or prison, whatever the circumstance, whatever the place, I can do that which God commands. I can do His will. I can do that which honors Him, exalts Him, and pleases Him. Whatever the want, wherever the place, whatever the circumstance, the all things covers all these circumstances. Covers all conditions. The all things is inclusive of all responsibilities. In all my earthly responsibilities, I can do all things that God would have me to do. In all my earthly duties, I can do all things that God would have me to do. Notice it's very personal. I can. Can is a word of ability. It is a word of potential. It is a word of capacity. It is a word of adequacy. It is a word of power. I can. And then he says, I can do. Now that speaks of activity. That speaks of deeds. I can do. That speaks of performing something. I can do. That speaks of achieving something. I can do. That speaks of a way of acting, a way of behaving. I can do. It's present tense. That is, I can always do. So circumstances are not the determining factor. The determining factor here is Christ. I can do all things through Christ. So no matter what the difficulty, no matter what the crisis, no matter what the trial, no matter what the trouble, no matter what the inconvenience, no matter how intense the struggle, no matter how fierce the battle, no matter how massive the giant might be, no matter how powerful the enemy might be, or how insurmountable the obstacle might be, or how dense the darkness, or how consuming the care, or how heavy the burden, or how heart-rending the sorrow, and how overwhelming the problem, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. We need to put aside the negativity. We need to put aside the pessimistic and the defeatist and fatalistic attitude that we so often have and declare with Paul, I can. I can. I can do all things within the will of God. Whatever God would will for me to do, I can. I can do everything that God commands. I can do that which honors Him, exalts Him, magnifies Him, pleases Him. I can. I can do this. If God has called me to do it, I can do this. I can persevere. Again, through Christ. I can rejoice. I can know peace. The Lord tells us, Paul tells us here in Philippians, rejoice always. And I can through Christ, which strengthens me. It's just not true to sit back and say, well, I can't rejoice. But you can. But you can. Be honest. Just say, I won't rejoice. Don't say you can't, because you can. I can do all things through Christ. I can serve the Lord with all my heart, No matter what the circumstances, no matter what the conditions, I can do that. I can follow the Lord wherever He leads. People will say all the time, well, I couldn't go there. You could if God called you. You can do all things that God calls you to do. I can put God first in my life. I can put God first no matter what the circumstance. I can do that. I can forsake all for His honor and His glory. I can be surrendered to His will. I can be surrendered to His ways. I can do whatever He commands and whatever He has called me to be. I can do all things. We can say, I can be the husband that God would have me to be. You say, I can't, but you can. I can be the father that God would have me to be. I could be the wife. I could be the mother that God would have me to be. I could be the church member that I ought to be. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. I can rise and live above the world's thinking, desires, and pursuits. I can do that. Not in my own strength, but I can do that. I can stand. I can resist the devil. I can withstand his attacks. I can live victoriously over sin. I can repent and I can get right with God. I can do all things. God calls us to repent. God calls us to get right. And we can do that. Don't say you can't. I can rise above the people that are in the way. If you allow it to happen, people will always be in the way. If you allow it to happen, something will always be in the way. But I can rise above whatever is in the way. And I can draw near to God. It doesn't matter the circumstance. The circumstances are not the determining factor in you and I drawing near to God. I can draw near to the Lord. I can live by faith. I can press on. I can press through. I can overcome. And we could go on and on. But don't allow the circumstances of life to dictate your life. How many people live that way? Circumstances dictate their life. We live that way when we were lost, but we're different now. Do not allow circumstances to hold you back. People use circumstances as an excuse all the time. Don't allow circumstances or any person to block your path to the Lord. Jesus Christ is the way. He is your path to God the Father. Don't allow anyone to block that path. Don't allow any circumstances to block that path. Don't quit. Don't quit. Every time you feel like quitting, Philippians 4:13, I can do all things. I can do this. I don't have to quit. I can do this. Join in with Paul and say, I can do all things. I can. I can. I can. These are the words of a man in prison. He's already suffered a great deal in his life. He knows all about disappointment. He knows all about persecution. He knows all about being treated wrongly. He's been treated with derision and scorn. He's a man who has faced death many times. And yet we hear him declare, I can do this. I can do this. I can do all things. What he's saying is, I am able in all things. Whatever the circumstance, I am able. So whatever your circumstances, wherever you are in life, say with Paul every day, I can. I can. I can. I have enablement. So we have a very extensive statement. I can do all things. There's also a very exclusive source. As wide as the first part of the verse, I can do all things. Notice how suddenly it narrows. It goes from very broad, all things, to very narrow through Christ. Through Christ. There's something very exclusive about those words. Through Christ. Here comes your English lesson. It's a prepositional phrase. Through Christ. And with that phrase, Paul is declaring that his ability and his power that he had been speaking of does not originate with himself. I can do all things. Not because of ability we are born with, not because of experience, but through Christ. I can do all things, and that statement is only true through Christ. So he is declaring here that this ability isn't something that he can work up in himself. This is not just something you can talk yourself into. I can do all things through Christ. He's declaring that this extensive ability that covers all things, this extensive ability and power, comes from a very exclusive source. The preposition through. I can do all things through. Through. That means it moves in one side and out the other side. I can do all things through Christ. The ability to do flows out of Christ into us. And that's why we can say, I can do all things through Christ. It's not self-confidence. It's confidence in the Lord. The only way that Paul can say, I can do all things, is that prepositional phrase, through Christ. That clarifies everything. I can do all things through Christ. There is no and that follows that statement. So it's not through Christ plus. It's just simply through Christ. There's no end. It's not Christ plus. It's through Christ. So the ability is exclusive to Christ. I can do all things through Christ. That speaks of the centrality of Jesus Christ. It speaks of the fact that He is to be the primary and predominant object of our life. He is our source. I can do all things through Christ. That speaks of the sufficiency of Jesus Christ. How sufficient is Christ? Covers all things. I can do all things through Christ. So this extensive ability comes through Christ. It means there's a vital union with Jesus Christ. It is Jesus Christ that activates, I can do. I can do. I can do all things. And what activates that is through Christ. Through Christ. So there must never be a disconnect between ourselves and Christ. We must be absorbed with Christ. We must be focused. We must be dominated by Christ. So we have an extensive ability. I can do all things. We have a very exclusive source. This is through Christ. And then notice, lastly, there is an energizing force. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Christ is having an effect upon Paul. Through Christ, which strengtheneth me. He's having an effect upon him. Today, people would have you to believe that they're saved, but Jesus Christ has had no effect upon their life. That's erroneous. That's not true. If we're saved, Christ has an effect upon our lives. The word which is a relative pronoun. It refers to something previously mentioned. In this case, of course, it would be Christ. So Paul is saying, I am enabled through Christ, who is, again it's present tense, who is strengthening me. I am enabled through Christ who is strengthening me. The word strengtheneth is the Greek word in dunamo. Speaks of that which is explosive. We get our word dynamite from this word. It is a word that is very dynamic. It is a word that speaks of enablement. It's a word that speaks of energy. So we're talking about the enabling energy of Christ coming into us. And therefore, I can do all things through Christ. It speaks of that which is enlivening. It speaks of an invigorating power. It is the very strength of Christ. It is the very strength of Christ infused into us. Because of that, I can do all things. So from this statement, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me, we learn something about the Christian life. The Christian life is more than a philosophy. It's more than a worldview. It's a mighty power. It's a mighty power that enters into us. The very power of Christ entering into us, pulsating in us, creating an activity, creating a liveliness, a movement, a stir within us. It's all on the part of God. Through Christ, which strengtheneth me. I don't have to work up this strength. I don't have to work up this energy. It is Christ infusing that life, that energy, that force into us. The Christian life, the life that we are called to live, involves much more than how we view the world. Being saved will change the way you view the world, but it's much more than that. It's much more than how you view life. It's much more than how you view death. It's much more than how you view eternity. The Christian life is Jesus Christ in the person of the Holy Spirit working within us, enabling us to do. To do. That's the problem today. Many are telling people to do something and they do not have the power to do it. You have to be saved through Christ, who strengtheneth me. So Christianity is more than a theory. It's more than people who have taken up a theory and are now trying to practice it. It is Christ doing something in us. And if you don't have that, you don't have anything. Again, most of what is called Christianity today, I am afraid, is just a group of people that believe a theory, that believe certain truths, and they are trying to practice those truths, but they are failing miserably because they do not have this strength of Christ infused into them. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. So the Christian life is not a life that I live myself. It's not a life that I can live by my own power. You can tell people, they'll say, well, I've tried and I've tried and I've tried. You don't know how hard I've tried. Stop trying. That's part of your problem. It's not in you. Instead, start praying that the Lord would infuse His strength into you. Again, this is present tense, which strengtheneth, present tense, me. We're not talking about a one-time strengthening. We're talking about something that's all the time, moment by moment, strengthening. Do you know anything about that? Do you know the moment-by-moment strengthening that we're talking about? It's this inner working of Christ within your being that enables you to do. Get people all the time. Brother Dan, I just can't take much more. I can't do it anymore. You've done it all the way up to this point. And how did you get there? 2 weeks ago, you made the same statement. I can't do this. But here you are now, and you've done it. You've got through. How did you do it? The Lord's strength. So instead of saying, I can't do it, it's true, you can't in and of yourself. But you can say, I can do this through Christ. That'll cause you to draw nearer to Him. I can do this through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Notice also that Paul uses first person singular pronouns. I and me. Doesn't use we or you. He's speaking of something that's very real in his life. We need to have an I and me relationship with the Lord. And then we can say, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. He's saying that Christ infuses so much strength, so much power into me, that I am able for all things. I am strong and I am able for all things. Not because of my upbringing, not because of my experience, not because of ability, but because of Christ, which strengthens me. So we see here that we as God's people are not left to ourselves to serve the Lord. But there is a power from Christ that enters into our life, and it is there like dynamite. It's there as an energy. It is there as a strength. And now Paul says, I'm able. And that strength. I am able in all things by the one who is constantly infusing his strength into me. What a wonderful thing. What a wonderful way to live life. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. With those words, Paul is paying tribute to Christ. He's not paying tribute to himself. He's paying tribute to Christ. Now, if he simply said, I can do all things, that would be paying tribute to himself. But that's not where he stopped. He went on and explained how he could do all things. So if we really believe, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Do you believe that? Talking to the saved, do you believe that whatever God commands you to do, through the strength of the Lord, you can do it? Do you believe that? We need to ask ourselves that question. Do we really believe that? Because if we do, it will change the way we view and face a day. Gives us a whole new outlook on a day. The issue is not what the day involves. It's not the issue. Because it really doesn't matter what the day involves. It does not change the statement. By the power of Christ, I can do all things. That changes our view on a day. You know, some of God's people have a very miserable outlook on life. And I'll tell you right now, they're not right with God. They're not close to God. But they have their outlook on life is not much better. In fact, sometimes I believe it's even worse than the outlook of the lost in their ignorance. But our outlook has a lot to do with where we are with the Lord. If we really believe these words, it'll also change the way we view a trial. Trials are going to come. Troubles are going to come. You say, well, I don't have any trials right now or troubles. Just wait. They're coming. You're going to have them. Unless you die in the next couple seconds, you're going to have them. But if you really believe, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me, that'll change the way you view a trial. The trial now is not the biggest thing. The biggest thing is through Christ, which strengtheneth me. It'll also change the way we view our duties to God. Oh, it's so hard. Oh, it's so hard to serve God. You know, we live in the last times. It's just so hard. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. So the words of our text teach us that we should look at our duties before God with great joy. Because I can do this through Christ. If the Lord called you and I to go to Iran, we can do that through Christ. You say, well, I could never do that. You could if God called you to, because He would give you the strength to do it. And if God allows a trial to come in your life, you can get through it, because He gives you the strength to get through it. We all have duties before us. We need to lean upon the Lord who gives us the strength to carry them out. We need not sink under any responsibility, under any trial. We need not be discouraged, for there is one, Jesus Christ, who works explosive, energizing, enlivening, enabling power in us. which strengtheneth me. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? Can you feel the working power within you? Perhaps that's the primary question. Can you feel the working power of Christ working within? If so, step out and trust that strength. Trust that strength. Not our own strength, but the strength of Christ. There are many, many, many things that if you would have asked me, could you do that? I said, absolutely not. But it did. So have you. Could you endure such and such? Could you? We would say, no. But we did. We did. There are people here who have lost children to death. You ask somebody, how do you cope? Power of Christ. God hasn't called me to experience that. But if he did, I would be able. I would be able through him, not on my own, but through him. So if we can feel that working power within, and don't we feel it? Don't you feel it? Working power within. You know, God's people say all the time, well, you know, I'm not very outgoing, and I just can't talk to people about the Lord. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. You talk to people about other things. Don't tell me you don't talk to anybody. You talk to people about other things. You can talk to them about the Lord. Why? I just can't do that. Yes, you can. Through Christ, which strengthens you. Someone will say, well, I could never preach. You could if God called you. Through Christ. Tell ourselves every day, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. We need to tell ourselves that every day. We need to tell ourselves that over and over and over many times. We need to repeat it as a prayer. As a belief, as a conviction, I can, through Christ. And I feel His strength working in me, and I'm able to do this. I can do it. God's people today, you ask them to do something and they'll come up with 55 reasons in a matter of seconds on why they can't. I want to give you one reason why you can. Through Christ, which strengtheneth me. And that undoes all your reasoning. I can. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Again, we need to have some qualifications here. It's referring to that which God calls us to do. God doesn't call everybody to do the same thing. But if God calls you to do something, you can do it. Not in your own strength, but through Christ. Brother Larry, if you'd come and lead us verse 1.